Mason Nealon talking with Carroll High volleyball coach Riley Ludwig. Riley, we appreciate you joining us here today.
Yes, happy to be back.
And so, I mean, we kind of joked about it a little bit. You coached softball all summer, and you were talking about how you barely had kind of a break between volleyball and softball with volleyball starting in June. But, I mean, looking in the summer there, kind of how did your guys' summer go with volleyball?
Oh, it was awesome. They came in that first day of open gym, super excited. They were loud, ready to kind of create some good habits right away so that we can continue advancing this season. But it was a good summer. We did some scrimmage stuff, and there's some girls that are really fighting for a spot, so that was really fun.
And you talk about girls fighting for a spot. Can you kind of give us an insight onto who's kind of going to step up for this year or who's kind of returning for you this year?
Yeah, last year we lost our setter in libero, so we have a couple girls that are, you know, itching to get in there and left back and in that setter spot to show us what they can do. And then we have two of our outside positions that were ready to be filled also. So there's probably 3, 4, 5 kids that are really pushing themselves in practice and really working hard. So.
And so who are kind of the girls that you're going to look at this year to kind of lean on to be those leaders for your team?
Yeah, so we have Amanda Wardell and Aubrey Drake were with us last year, and they've stepped up kind of into that, you know, they're seniors now, but also have really stepped into, like, those that leadership spot. And then we have Analia Ayala coming back, and she's also done a really good job leading our team. Same with Chloe Cook. She'll play middle for us again this year with Amanda. And then we have just a couple sophomores that are coming up. Macy Simlink will do some hitting. Tyra Hosenfeld played some back row and serve for us last year, and she'll probably move up to the front row as well. And then we have a new setter and a couple other new DSs that are coming up and have been doing a really good job. So,
and then you look at kind of who you guys are going to play this year. You got two scrimmages before the start of the year, and then you guys go to Harlan for a tournament. I mean, a couple of tournaments in here, but how do you think your guys' schedule kind of plays out for you this year?
Yeah, no, it's really similar to last year, and it was really fun starting with that tournament. We went 5-1 there last year. And I think it just built our confidence up a ton and got us really, really excited for the rest of the season. We have Winterset as our first game. So that'll be some good competition to start with, too. And then we'll be home that next week. So we have some good things coming, some exciting games coming.
And you talk about kind of that excitement there. With kind of the names that you threw out there, it's a little bit of a different kind of look than you guys have seen recently. Are you kind of excited to see some of these girls be able to start playing some more varsity minutes and maybe start molding themselves into a better volleyball player?
Yeah. You can kind of tell last year they were kind of itching for their chance, and some of them did get a chance, and they showed us for sure what they could do. And then, you know, this year, you know, we always say you have to work for it, and they have definitely worked for it. So it's really exciting to see, you know, especially the girls that have stepped up to be leaders, to be so positive and encouraging for the younger kids, but also just for the girls around them. I think there's a lot of them that have grown this last summer skill-wise, but also leadership-wise, and it's so cool.
And so we also talked a little bit about the summer there, but when you look at kind of the open gyms and some of the stuff that you've seen throughout the summer, what is kind of some of the things that you're looking at and you're seeing that you're happy about?
Our serve receive has improved so much. I cannot believe just even right away this summer. I think it was one of those things that we all knew we needed to focus on this year was our serve receive, and we started right away this summer and we spent a lot of time on it, but it has improved so much, which is great. You know, we can't really start anything without being able to serve receive. And then our offense has also come a long ways. We have, you know, two returning middles that are ready to kind of move around, run some slides, run some threes. We have a lot of hitters in the front row that can actually move around and hit from different spots, which we're definitely going to use to our advantage. And then our defense from the beginning of the summer to now has also come a long ways, which is great. They're getting on the floor for balls. We're getting to balls that maybe we weren't getting to last year. So.
And then you kind of look at your schedule. It's a lot of teams that, you know, you're going to see a couple times here. You got Winterset, obviously, twice. You got a lot of these kind of Raccoon River teams a couple times, and then you got Kemper thrown in there. What do you think kind of you guys are going to need to do this year to be able to be successful in the Raccoon River?
We just got to go in there and continue with the mindset to compete and play hard and play to the whistle, play the whole game. We were, you know, our conference record doesn't show you know, last year, how close some of those games were, and that we did take a set from some of our conference teams. We did, you know, push our conference teams and maybe even surprise them a little bit with what we could do. So I think that also built us up a little bit. I think we're more ready this year for some of those conference games, knowing what we can do and what, you know, to expect from them. But also, like, we're ready for this, and we can definitely hang with them. So,
and I know you kind of gave us a little insight on these before, but when talking to the girls, is there any goals that they have set or that you guys have talked about and set that you're going to kind of push for this year?
Yeah, you know, we did win more games than last year. We didn't. We were 18-18 last year, so we didn't have a losing record, but we didn't have a winning record either. So there's a couple games last year that we, you know, gave up in the third set at a tournament that we probably shouldn't have. So winning the games that we know we can win, not just for our record, but just because, like, we're skilled enough to do that, we can do that. And then with our conference record, we won two games last year, so the goal would be to win 3, 4, 5 this year. I mean, it's always the goal to be on top of the Raccoon River. That's a big, big, big goal. But we just want to keep improving from where we were at last year and not go backwards.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today, and we thank you for your time. We also wish you the best of luck going forward in the season.
Yes, thank you.